We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
On the Billiken Sports Network from Learfield, welcome to the Billiken Coaches Show, presented by Edward Jones. Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics. Life is a series of moments. Make the most of them with an Edward Jones financial advisor.
Tip, no good. Ball game. Billiken's win. Billiken's win.
Now, the Billiken Basketball Radio Show.
We welcome you to Fieldhouse. Tom Ackerman with you and joined by St. Louis University Associate Head Coach Corey Tate. Let's talk some basketball for an hour in this great sports bar right in the middle of St. Louis University's campus. What do you say?
I say we should do it. Let's do it.
Oh, the Billikens are hot. They've won five in a row. It's the best start of the Travis Ford era in the Atlantic 10. They're 6-1 in the league. They're tied with VCU. Oh, look who's coming in next Friday night, VCU, Chaffetz Arena. We'll talk about that when we get to it. In the meantime, a couple of road games upcoming Friday at Davidson, so you have a little time to think about them. In the meantime, what a win. The Billikens win again on Saturday against LaSalle.
Yeah, I mean, we just keep our head down and keep trucking. I mean, we just really focus on, you know, game by game.
Absolutely, and this game was a winner, 84-71. The Billikens win the game, and they do it with scoring from Sincere Parker. He does a 20-point performance in front of the crowd, knocking down some threes, also driving to the basket, a career high for Sincere. You knew this was coming now.
It was brewing.
He can score.
It was brewing.
There's no doubt about that. He was first-team All-American in junior college, but Sincere Parker showed you what he can do.
Well, I mean, I see it every day. You know, and I actually saw it in junior college too. So, but I knew at any given time, you know, his talent was brewing and his opportunity was coming, and he just had to be ready to do the right thing once his opportunity came, and he did. He took advantage of his opportunity.
What did you see from him in junior college?
He's just a natural born scorer, just like Javonte Perkins. You know, he can score at all three levels. You just give him the ball. There's nothing that a coach can do because he just have the instincts to score, you know, and he was born that way.
Yeah, if you can score the ball, you can do it at any level if you get those spaces to score. And if you play on a team that has the type of ability that the Billikens have. And that said, though, you still have to adjust to what is a different speed, size, just environment, right?
Yeah, I mean, people forget, too, that I know as good of a player, Javonte Perkins, he didn't come in and start, you know, either. He worked his way into the lineup, and then by, you know, a little bit earlier than now, like, you know, by December, he was rocking and rolling, you know, and Sincere Parker, you know, a little bit later, but, you know, you will see a little bit more, and then you'll start seeing Sincere Parker, you know, rocking and rolling too.
Yuri Collins, 17 points, 11 assists, 20 rebounds for Francis Okoro. He also hits a career high in rebounds. Rebounds are about effort, and when you see Okoro do what he does, you know he's giving you max effort.
You know, when Francis plays well, the Billikens win. You know, just a stat. Chris May noticed that. So, it's a great stat to have. And, I mean, just determination. We were very hard on Francis because we just know he has so much that he can give. And, you know, we just want to make sure we get it out of him. So, you know, it was relieved just to see him go get the 20 and get, you know, some recognition.
And also, if you're hard on him, you know that he can take it. right?
Yes. I mean, yes. Yes.
But this is big-time college basketball. I mean, you got to – look, if you're playing in the post, and Jake Forrester is another player that you're going to lean on here. The guy went to Temple, went to Indiana. He's seen some big-time basketball. You need those guys to be tough. They can't be tough enough.
Well, I mean, you know, you're the anchor. When you play the post players, they're the anchor. They're the tough guys. You know, they're the backyard bullies. You know, so, you know, coach gets on them and, you know, we get on them and it just rolls off of them, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, Travis Ford was not pleased with how things were going. Really, for me, listening to him, and I talk to him every week, you talk to him every day, I just got a sense that he was just not satisfied with the way this team was playing and had said it over and over that this team has still not played to their potential or a full game. We haven't seen the full game. Interestingly, one of the best games that you played all year was the game without Yuri Collins. You go mm-hmm. and you beat George Washington before that. Yuri, unfortunately, is out with an illness. But what did you see there from other players in Yuri's absence?
Well, you know, kind of, I seen like when you kind of like wounded, you know, not to compare these guys to animals or anything, but like when you have a wounded animal or something, you know, certain senses come out that you didn't know you had. So a lot of these guys, they realized that, you know, we didn't have our captain. So they had to do a little bit more. And everybody from the guys that didn't play all the way to coach knew that they had to do a little bit more. And I think that, you know, everybody stepped up and, you know, contribute.
Because you all said before the season that if not Yuri Collins, who handles the ball? Well, it's going to be Fred Thatch.
Right.
Fred Thatch is out for the season.
Correct.
And out for his career. So now who's it going to be? It's Larry Hughes Jr.
Mm-hmm.
This, however, was an entire effort to move the basketball and get the offense going. But focusing on Larry himself, how has he grown into not only accepting that role but being capable of handling that role?
I mean, I think he was born into this. I mean, obviously, everybody knew his dad.
It's his birthday today, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody knows his dad and, you know, who his dad is and how he raised, you know, Larry. So it wasn't a shock. It wasn't, you know, he was thrown into the fire and he was ready, you know, to compete. And he's been competing all his life, you know. So he just got in and kudos to coach because he instilled the confidence into Larry that he can do it.
It has to be really something for all of those players to see Yuri out and then to understand, well, we can do this. We're so used to Yuri starting the offense. We're so used to Yuri taking that ball handler
right.
or somebody else in
Absolutely.
The backcourt that everybody had to step up a little bit more, but also that they can initiate offense without him.
Yeah, I mean, and then coach, like I say, you got to give – you know, credit was credit's due. Coach, the approach, you know, the game plan changing, you know, the way we started offense, you know, normally we wouldn't start it like that, but since we didn't have Yuri, you know, he started the offense where, like, Larry wouldn't have all the pressure on him. Javon would have all the pressure on him, you know, where everybody could, you know, get into our offense and we'd be comfortable. So, you know, that was a credit to, you know, Coach Ford.
Javonte Perkins has been lighting it up as well. Now, in the last game against Sincere was leading scorer, and Yuri had 17, but Javonte can score. He scored in that George Washington game. Javonte Perkins is a pure scorer, but he is compromised a bit still, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he deals with the knee injury. He had an ankle injury. When you have an ACL, can you explain that even when the doctors say you're good, even if maybe you're back and you're running around and you feel okay, you're just still not 100%.
Yes. Like, you know, once you have injuries, you know, like that, it takes about a year, year and a half before you get back into your normal form. And you got to get your timing together. You got to get your strength. You got to get your mental confidence back. So there's a lot of things have to add up. You know, because he had a lot of trauma to that knee, And mentally, you know, he got a lot on his plate. Here's a guy who was thinking if he didn't get hurt, he probably could be making X amount of money. He wanted to play at the highest level. He had opportunity to. So it's a lot on his table, you know, on his plate. And, yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine what's going through his mind, you know, because, again, he had a lot of trauma, a long time rehabbing, had to sit out. And now he get thrown right back into the fire, and everybody expect him to be in the same form, to be the same Javonte Perkins that he was. They don't realize, like, you know, he has to get his form, his timing, you know, his rhythm, you know, strength, you know, his confidence of I can cut. It won't, you know, it's healed, yes. You know. So it takes a lot.
It does. Ball doesn't just magically go right in the basket. I mean,
no, he had a major, major surgery. You know, major surgery. So, but I mean, again, our medical staff and Javonte are working, you know, every day to, you know, he's healed. You know, he's healed. He's good. But, you know, just keeping him loose, stretch. You know, but once they get his, and he'll become an everyday guy once he become back to the old Javonte Perkins.
Yeah, you just got to get the muscles and like all the circuits firing all at
everything,
once. You know, the brain
right.
is connected to the. He's a great kid, isn't he? What's he like?
He's one of the best, salt of the earth, you know, never complains about anything, even when it's hard, never once, just never catch him being negative, you know, even when he have all the reason to be negative, you know, you just walk away, you know, he just walk away or he'll smile, you know, but you just root for guys like that. He's the underdog for sure. And I know, you know, he with the work ethic and everything, he's going to continue to play basketball from here.
What's Sincere like? He's got a little fun personality to him as well.
Sincere, he's really a jovial type person.
Yeah.
You know, always happy. You know, he's one of those type of people, always have a smile on his face. Don't realize how serious certain things is, and that's great.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great, you know, place to be in life. I just always tell them, never stop smiling. Continue to, you know, to have a warm heart, you know, continue to smile. Just be your happy, jovial type person. Be who you are.
You have some great, great players. Somebody I just mentioned a little while ago, I do want to talk about later in the show, and that's Fred Thatch. And I wonder how his personality, which is a very positive, reinforcing personality, has rubbed off on players like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny you say that. I was actually talking to Sincere's junior college coach today, and he was just thanking me because he was saying that Fred Thatch is really a good role model for Sincere. And I said, if Sincere can get half of what Fred, you know, what he's about and what he do and how he go about his business, he's going to be okay. But Fred is a very mature kid, you know, business-like first, you know, but serious. But, you know, Fred is a real blessed, salt of the earth type kid too, you know. We just got a lot of good kids, man.
It's the importance of having those upperclassmen teaching the younger guys, but having players who have been there for a while, it's not easy.
No.
And the way the game is today and with players moving around, it's hard. You know, I see all the time these college basketball teams that put out these, you know, highly rated players, and I'm like, I don't know. It's just not that easy. I mean,
yeah, well, exactly.
I know they're good, but they have to be able to gel.
You know, we was lucky this year because we was able to continue to keep our culture that Coach Ford built, you know, and continue to keep our pillars of Team Blue, you know. And Fred is one of the beginners of that, you know, those kids who started that, who was a part of that. And it's good to have a kid like Fred when the coaches don't have to repeat it. And Fred can just tell them, no, that's not how we do things here. We do it this way. you know, go about your business this way. You know, and it's, I mean, you know, that's a plus that a lot of people don't have.
Yeah, it's really important. This is a really, really great group. Corey Tate is with us. He's the associate head coach. We'll talk coaching with him. Talk about Travis Ford with him. We'll also get into some of these players that we've been discussing. We'll run through the roster a little bit. I love these insights because fans go to the games to watch basketball, but they like to know who they're rooting for. And you know, that's the great thing about college hoops is that you latch onto these players and then you watch them through life. Whether it's Jordan Goodwin, who we're going to talk about in a little bit, who you were able to catch up in Washington, moving on to the NBA, or whoever it may be, that you can follow them for the rest of their lives, and the fans are part of that celebration of these players, too. The Billikens are hot, too. On top of it, they're winning. They are 6-1 in the league. They have turned things around, and they take on Davidson on Friday. We'll talk to Corey Tate about it. I'm Tom Ackerman. Jim Jackson's our engineer. We are at Fieldhouse. We're on North Teresa. We're right by St. Louis University's campus. It's just an outstanding place to come by, grab a drink, and take a view of some of these games. We've got some games up on the screen right now. Come on by Fieldhouse and join us. We are located right here on North Teresa, 501 North Teresa, 510 North Teresa. We'll be here until 7 o'clock. It is the Billiken Coaches Show. I'm Tom Ackerman along with Corey Tate from Learfield.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Lucini. We're tied at 5. Collins, backdoor lob. Jam time! Fight 22! Terrence Hargrove Jr.
Woo. Made eye contact. DJ with all 7 Billiken points.
Welcome back to the Billiken Coaches Show. 510 North Teresa is the location of Fieldhouse. Hargrove Airlines took off early in that game against LaSalle. The win, 84-71. That dunk put the Billikens up by 2 early on, and Hargrove knocked down a 3 before that, so off they were and running, and Hargrove had a good game. He had a really nice game, dropped in 11 points, and the Billikens picked up a win. He's a key player for you, isn't he?
Yeah, TJ's been doing a great job for us coming down the stretch. You know, TJ come, he's been here since Jury, and he coming to his own, you know, and he do things that, you know, you can't coach. You know, he's just so athletic, and he brings that energy that, you know, we need, you know. And he just, you know, you talk about sincere and, you know, all the, but TJ, he's just that kid that, you know, all the time is, like, energetic. And it's
he's the energy guy off the bench.
Yeah.
Corey Tate, associate head coach with me, Tom Ackerman. When I look at Hargrove, I do it every time, whether I'm down on the floor or in the seats. You can't take your eyes off. When he comes into the game, you know he's going to do something, whether it's dive for a ball,
right,
or he's going to throw it down, or he's going to pump the crowd up, and he can shoot the 3, too.
He's proven that, you know, and he has been working on his game. I love from what TJ started to where he is now. He comes in, he comes in, he works on his game, and he never gave a issue once. He wasn't playing as much early on. He just continued to work, and now he's reaping the benefits of that. And
yeah.
I like that. I love that.
He can start for you. If you can start a game, he'll come off the bench for you.
Yeah.
I asked Travis Ford this question yesterday on KMOX, on Sports on a Sunday Morning. A little plug there for the Sunday show.
We
talk to Travis Ford every Sunday at 10:30, and I said, what's the difference? And he said, our bench. And our depth. I mean, our bench has now contributed to where we have so many different people that we can plug in there and make something happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just have so many weapons. We do. We have a lot of weapons. Almost to the point where it's going to be somebody upset every game. And that's one of the things after last game I preached to him. I said, listen, we trying to win games. I said, trust me, winning takes care of everything. You know, it's nothing personal. We just trying to win games because that's a good thing. But, you know, everybody had to buy into it.
Yeah, when you put on that uniform, you know, I mean, it doesn't last very long. I mean, nah. There's a window of time where you wear that uniform.
Absolutely. You know, it's like that hourglass you turn over. You know, some of you guys are starting to go through faster. You know, the sand is getting thinner. But, you know, these guys have been real professional about, you know, the way how they go about their business.
It's been impressive, no doubt about it. And the Billikens right now, as we mentioned at the start of the show, they're 6-1 in the Atlantic 10. They're tied for the lead with VCU. It's the best start in league play in the Travis Ford era. But you know that every single game in this league is going to be a fight. I mean, that's just the way it's always been.
Absolutely. But, I mean, if you ever look at Coach Ford's teams, I say it all the time, Coach Ford teams get better in January and February. It's just something about his system starts to click and guys start to work together better. And all of his teams, the 7 years I've been here, got better in January and February. And that's what this team is starting to do, starting to click, starting to play for each other, start to understand the system more. And once you start doing those type of things, good things, you know, happen for you.
You start to see players not making excuses anymore, but helping each other out.
Right. So they start playing for the cause instead of, you know, playing for themselves, you know, for the cause of winning. We're going to win. So we're going to play a certain way. And this is how we're going to do it. You know, we're not worried about stats and all that. You know, it's a team game. And Coach preached it. He preaches it. And I think these guys are starting to understand it. And, you know, now it's time. Once the machines start rolling, the machines start going.
When you play defense, we talked a lot of offense here, but when you play defense and you do the scout on a team and you know what sets they're running, if you can stop them from doing that, of course things are going to break down and craziness mm-hmm. will ensue, but that's the staple, isn't it? I mean, on defense, you know what they're like. Be there. Be ready. Be ahead of the game. We did this. We looked at this on video.
Yeah, I mean, fans, I love them, and I love people. They have no idea how, like the mistakes. You can't make one mistake. If you do, it can cost you. If you scout and you scout and scout, and a kid may forget, or he might not put his hand up on a shooter. You know, he might relax 1 second. That one mistake can make you pay and can change the game. So it's real tedious of the things we do, and getting a win is not easy at all. You know, it's not. It's not. And preparing for wins are not either, you know. So, but at the same time, when you're locked in, you have confidence and you relax and you believe in each other, you know, anything can happen.
It's a constant thing. This coaching staff watches the game mm-hmm. after the game. Don't you routinely do that?
Absolutely. Okay. Well, if you work for Coach Ford, trust me, you're going to know your opponent. You're going to know their in-laws. You're going to know their family. You're going to know everything you need to know about the team. And then after you play them, you're going to know more about us too. So, I mean, he's a great and a big believer in film, which everybody – you got to love the game if you want to be on this coaching staff. If you want to coach with Coach Ford, you can't like the game. You can't just want to do it as a job. You know, some people want to do it as a job. No, you have to have the passion for it, or it won't work.
You could say he got that from Patino, but he probably got it even before that. I mean, when he was playing ball in Kentucky.
So you got to understand the person. He's been playing basketball, been around basketball since he's 2 years old.
Yeah.
He's like 50, you know.
Yeah. No, he is. Yeah.
But, you know, he's been around the game. So the game's been good to him. So he love it. And, you know, it's no other way to be around him but to love it. And, I mean, you can't have a conversation with him without him talking about some parts of the game. And again, it's not a bad thing. It's just who he is, and you know, that's how he approached the game. You know, it's different than a lot of other people, but it's his way, and you know, it's not bad. It's not a bad way either.
Right. I mean, it's just an obsession with and love for the game of basketball. Mm-hmm. He loves St. Louis University. Don't get me wrong. He loves the Billikens. He loves his players. But it starts with, he doesn't do any of this unless he loves basketball, truly.
Yeah.
I mean, loves this game.
He loves this game. Like, you can, you know, God forbid, but when Coach Ford passed away, he's a great family man, great brother, you know, great son, who loved the game of basketball. You know, and that's what it is. And again, that's just Coach Ford. And you know, he played basketball for some Hall of Fame coaches. He started playing with his dad, you know, for his dad. And you know, again, he's been taught the game a certain way, and you got to respect the game a certain way. And once he got his opportunity, it just rolls off of him just like that.
Did you see it right away, and how did you two hook up?
Well, I mean, I obviously, yeah, I had no choice but to see it right away. You know, but the way we hooked up, honestly, Coach Ford had known about me, you know, for his coaching and everything, and he used to recruit my players when I was in junior. I was a junior college coach. And, you know, it just never worked out. But he always respected how I went about my business. And he said, man, if I get a chance to hire you, I'm going to hire you. And you know how you talk, how you listen to other coaches. You're like, yeah, all right, whatever. Yeah. You know, well, he got to St. Louis University. And it went on and on and on. He said, hey, man, I'm in your backyard. And I got a spot. And I'm not hiring anybody until I hire you. So I said, oh, wow, really? So it just went, and it started from, you know, from there.
Yeah, he needed somebody who understood St. Louis.
And, that's what he, yeah, you know, the lay of the land.
Yeah.
So he said, man, listen, I still remember we had a conversation after our first year in Philly. I think, I take that back. It was in Pittsburgh, Duquesne played. Mm-hmm. And he called me up to his room. Didn't call him. No other coaches. Just, you know, he said, are you going to stick around with me? I said, yeah. He said, me and you, we can put this program on the map. And he said, you know, with your expertise and me, he said, we're going to change things. He said, you with me? I said, I'm with you, coach. He said, all right. And from that moment, it took off.
That's great. You know, it's a great brotherhood and family and fraternity. Coaches just,
I mean, now with me and Coach, like, I love basketball just as much, not as much as he do.
Yeah.
Don't get that. But
you love it in a different way.
I love it in a different way, but we are family. Like, we brothers.
Yeah.
You know, and I think anybody can see me and him, they can see our relationship. It's crazy, sometimes I'll be thinking certain things and he'll say it, and it's like, oh wow, man, we've been around each other too much. But I love him. I mean, good or bad, he loved me, good or bad, you know. He helps me with my weaknesses, you know, and you know, all the way, and he's gonna get me, you know, where I need to go eventually.
Well, the Billikens are on the move right now, and you can just see it. They are coming together. The Billikens have won 5 in a row. They're 6-1 in the league. They've got Davidson on the road Friday. We'll talk about that a little bit, but we'll also circle back to St. Louis University, to St. Louis, just this region as a basketball town, and discuss this Billikens team, a winner over LaSalle, 84-71 on Saturday. That's Associate Head Coach Corey Tate. I'm Tom Ackerman. This is the Billikens Coaches Show from Learfield.
10-point game, 71-61, 3:25 remaining.
That's why that 5-point possession was so big, Rammer.
And that's why I didn't call ball game on the Parker 3. It's too much time left. 3:20. Now it's Collins. He wants a 3. Can he answer? Bang! Yuri Collins! Ball game!
There's your closer, Yuri Collins, closing it out against LaSalle. That three made it 74-61. Billikens won it 84-71 on Saturday afternoon at Chaffetz Arena. Welcome back to the Billiken Coaches Show. I'm Tom Ackerman alongside SLU Associate Head Coach Corey Tate. We haven't talked about Yuri a lot this hour, and I think that it's always worth circling back that you've got the best point guard in America playing for you. I don't care. I've seen him. I've seen him all, and I've heard other coaches talk about him too. He's the best. I haven't seen a better one. And he leads the nation in assists. He's already on all of these watch lists.
Yeah,
he is a remarkable player, and right there is an example. We all know what he does, what his job is.
Right.
He could score 20, 25 a game if he wanted to.
Absolutely. So, Yuri, what you love about Yuri, he hasn't plateaued yet. He still have a lot more growing to do, not in a bad way, but in a good way. And when he do get, he does a great job for us, obviously. But when he do get to get another opportunity, he's going to play, and the spacing is going to be different. He's going to play with a different type of player. Not saying that they're better, but, more athletic, more, they can do a little. They're going to be better,
Yeah.
And that's when his genius started coming out, because now his job is much easier. He don't have to think for everybody. He just tell everybody where to go, and they know how to finish, finish the play.
How young was he
when
we started looking at him?
So, again, it goes back. It's like I coached his coach, which is Brian Turner. So I coached him in junior college. I knew the head coach too, and they told me along the way, we got this younger kid, and probably 13. Yeah. He was 13, and, hey, got to watch him. So Yuri comes down. I said, we invited the team down, and Yuri was a freshman. And I said, I want you to run this program one day. Can you do that? He looked at me and smiled. And said, yes, I can. And I just said, that's our point guard. I told Coach Ford, I said, Coach, that's your point guard, your future point guard.
Oh, I love that. You can just see it. And you're right. He has so much more. He's still so young in this game. I mean, he's going to play professionally.
Yes.
And he has a vision that is just rare. It's just not just the vision, but an anticipation.
Absolutely. Well, here's a funny thing. We have this ongoing joke about me and him, and he's like, I'm a better point guard than you. I can pass better than you. And I'm like, don't get too ahead of yourself. I said, but you are a better point guard than me. But I don't know if you have better court vision than me. But he's like, nah, I think so. We just got this ongoing thing. But, again, Yuri is special, the way he sees things develop before they happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like he can – he'll throw the ball somewhere, and 9 times out of 10 is Gibson. He'll just run to the spot and do the rest. He leads. He leads the team. He leads his players to positive situations.
He has an incredible idea of what's happening out there, more so than anybody else on the floor.
Yeah.
And that's going to – look, he's going to turn the ball over every so often. You don't rack up 7-8 assists a game or whatever it is. Without turning the ball over.
He's trying. I mean, you can't be successful if you don't try.
No.
And his basketball IQ is off the charts. So it's not an action, you can call out that he don't know. He'll put you in the mindset of a Rondo.
His defense is probably underrated and overlooked because he's such a good offensive player.
Agreed. But – other teams realize his defense. Most point guards don't want to guard like he do. He will guard your best player. And then he'll come down and run our offense and get the ball where it's supposed to go.
It's incredible. Jimerson is a tremendous scorer. One of the most important things, but also a difficult thing to learn in basketball, is how to get open. How does he do that?
I mean, it's a gift. I mean, and he works at it too. If half of the guys put in the work as Gibson do, they'd be pros, because he'd do it with less, if that makes sense. But he's impressing me more, because now he's guarding. If you look at Bishop from George Washington, he was averaging 30 points in Atlantic 10, and he held them, but less than 15.
Yeah, that's big time.
And that was all Gibson. Not all Gibson, but, you know, he had a lot of team help, but Gibson took the challenge to, I wanted to guard him. And Coach looked at me like, that's who you're going to have guard him? Yes, Gibson is guarding him. And he took that challenge, and I texted him. I said, I know you can score and do all the other things, but I'm proud of you, the way you stepped up and you wanted to improve on other parts of your game.
You identify what a player can do based on your evaluation. You wouldn't tell him unless you knew that he could do it. Like, you know the strengths and weaknesses of players. You knew that Gibson Jimerson could be a good defensive player.
Absolutely. It's the same way with Javonte Perkins, the same way with Sincere Parker. You know these guys can guard. You have to show them how to do it. You have to continue to tell them, give them the confidence to do it. Then you got to give them the opportunity to do it himself. And the opportunity came. Gibson took advantage of it, and he wanted to guard. He wanted to take that opportunity.
Now, I know you love all your players.
Yeah.
But how proud are you that you have players from St. Louis on the St. Louis University team? I mean, over time it has been the case.
Yeah.
But it is pretty great to see.
When I took this job, when I was talking to Coach Ford, and he said, why you want to leave University of Missouri? Why you want this job? I said, I want to keep the kids from St. Louis home. I said, I want these kids to wear St. Louis across their chest and be proud. And I said, it means something to me to be from St. Louis, to walk these same, streets that these kids walk, to know the same people, and to put St. Louis on the map, and to be proud to be from St. Louis and to go to St. Louis University.
You look around that crowd, you ever see kids and up in the seats and think that's what we want? I mean, that's what you want.
This city, this town is special, and it gives you everything you need, and you get the opportunity to get a great education and to play for a great coach and to play the game of basketball on a good team. And in your own town, what else do you want?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it is a special basketball town, and we've got some major talent coming out of this town. Before we take a break, can we talk about Jason Tatum for a minute?
I mean, okay.
if he's not the MVP of the league, he'll be knocking on the door.
Yeah.
There's number one right there.
That's number one. I mean, yes. I coached him 14. All the way up. So it's a beauty, to sit around and see when the world can see his talent. I was blessed to be able to see his talent and see his special gift before the world had the opportunity to. But now the world get to see what I saw a long time ago. And it was like, son, if you do this, you do that, you take care of your business, you listen to your mom, you listen to your dad, you keep your head on straight, you got something God gave you that he didn't give to a lot of people. And you're going to be able to show the world that gift.
Bradley Beal, what do you say about him?
Same thing. He gets it, man. He gets it. Those guys, it's funny. It goes back to, you seeing these guys trying to emulate other pros. Now it's kids emulating them. And I just remember back when these kids, we'd be on trips and, hey, coach, can we go to Panda Express? Coach, can we go to Chick-fil-A? Well, you can buy you 100 Chick-fil-A's, 100 Pandas Express now. But these kids, man, they get it because they still, like, embedded into the community. When you talking about St. Louis Proud, those guys are St. Louis Proud, and they are embedded into this community. Even though they far away, it's not a time or opportunity that they don't use to say, I'm from St. Louis and I'm proud. And I'm not saying I have everything to do with that. I just say, you know, I have a little bit to do with that. And when I see them, they still are the same guys. And they just smile and say, Coach, love you, man. What can we, you know, and I, we go, that's just a great, you know, great feeling.
I love that. And I would highly encourage our listeners on the Billikens Radio Network, but also our flagship station, KMOX, wrap your arms around those two guys.
No.
We're talking about legendary when it's all said and done about what they have accomplished and what they will accomplish in this game. And they are St. Louis, and they fully embrace it. When we come back, I want to talk about another professional basketball player who wore the Billiken uniform. That is Jordan Goodwin. You got to see him in our nation's capital. That and more when we come back with Associate Head Coach Corey Tate. We are at Fieldhouse. It's the Billiken Coaches Show from Learfield. Billiken Coaches Show wrapping up at Fieldhouse right near the St. Louis University campus. Associate Head Coach Corey Tate is alongside with me, Tom Ackerman. Billiken's next in action Friday at Davidson. We get to talk some ball here on this Monday night. Coach, great to be with you. You actually were the coach when Travis Ford got tossed out of the game. What was that like?
I mean, you know, again, it was just opportunity to support Coach, and I was just doing my job. You know, I called timeouts before. You know, I coached for 12 years as a head coach. But, you know, so I just told the guys, you know, hey, listen, we're going to support Coach because Coach was fighting for us. So we're going to fight for Coach, you know. And everybody just rallied around.
Yeah, I mean, you did. And you were very comfortable in that spot and did what you do. And you also, when you were in Washington, D.C., hooked up with someone you know very well, and what a ride he's been on. What a great representative of St. Louis University basketball and just the university as a whole. Jordan Goodwin.
Yeah, Jordan, he bleeds St. Louis blue, you know. It's just great to see that kid because he worked for everything he's getting. He worked for it. Everybody didn't believe he would be in that NBA, but he did. He never doubted. And he's still not, like, Jordan's not fascinated by the money, by all the who you are, anything. He want to guard you. He want to guard the best player. He's going to put in the work. And he's, trust me, he's going to be one of, he'll probably not be as great as those other two we were talking about. But he'll be in that conversation. He's going to work himself in there.
He's a basketball player. And it is no surprise. And I think about those COVID setbacks that everybody had to go through.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but at the same time, Jordan will figure it out. He will figure it out, and he will be there too. Trust me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just great. I saw him. It was great to see all three of them. I got a photo of all three of them on the same basketball court at the same time.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. That's and I said, I got it blown up and say St. Louis against everybody.
That's right. Well, the Billikens have their hands full. I mean, they've got some big games coming up here in the A-10. Davidson, historically a great program. Just in our final less than a minute, your thoughts on Davidson?
Davidson, again, always been coached well, always, you know, been a yin to our yang. So we got to come in there and we got to be ready to go because we're going to their home and they're going to be ready.
Yep, I know the Billikens will be ready. They are riding a 5-game winning streak, and it's been great to catch up with you. I've really
enjoyed
this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Corey Tate, Associate Head Coach. Billiken Coaches Show right here from Fieldhouse. They do it every Monday with Bob Ramsey and Travis Ford, Tom Ackerman and Corey Tate this time around. Thanks to Jim Jackson, our engineer, our producer, Matt Pajeski. We say so long from Fieldhouse.
On the Billiken Sports Network from Learfield, this has been the Billiken Coaches Show, presented by Edward Jones. Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Billiken Athletics. Life is a series of moments. Make the most of them with an Edward Jones financial advisor. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Billiken Sports Network. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.